Well, good evening once again, people. As I say, hope you're all well. Anyway, on tonight's show, I've got Francesca, another superhero. More about that on the show. Thanks for joining us again on Radio Warwickshire. And you're listening to me, Kurt Pigstone, on... Oh yeah, you get me twice a week now. Yeah, why not join me on a Friday, 7 o'clock for my new country music. Check out RadioWarwickshire.com. Hook up with me at Dougie Stone or at Dougie Stone Show or on Facebook. If you're listening on a podcast, please subscribe. I say join me Friday night, 7 o'clock, new country. But tonight it's a talk show, and what a talk show we've got. The Dougie Stone Show. Right, hey, good evening, people. As you know, the show is about dyslexia, adversity and business. But this week we're going over to something else, because I sort of understand it a little bit, but I've been seeking out, as you know, I go by the name of the International Dyslexic Superhero, and I've been seeking out other superheroes, and on tonight's show, I've got another superhero. So I have. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. So introduce yourself.
I'm ADHD girl, also known as Franny Tremaine or Francesca Tremaine. So, yeah, and I was diagnosed with ADHD in 2010.
Excellent.
Turned my back on it, on the diagnosis, but felt, you know, I didn't really want to accept it. I was put on a lot of medication, very high doses of medication, and I ended up actually abusing it. And it was in a, you know, a turmoil kind of time within my life that this was all going on. And then I kind of really turned my back on the fact that I had ADHD, but it's not gone anywhere, unfortunately, and it's still here. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's a misconception about dyslexia as well, and ADHD and autism, everything on the spectrum. And we're obviously working on the projects in the background. But a lot of people think it's like they perceive it as being like a bit of an illness or a disease or something that there's a cure for.
And there's no cure.
No, it's the way your brain is wired. I mean, we're our brain, you know, operates everything we do. So, and we're all different, aren't we? And there's, you know, your...
And it's very much the brain. With ADHD, it's the frontal part of your brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the studies, there's been quite a few studies now. You'll see that the front cortex of our brain doesn't work the same way.
Mm.
So when people, and that's basically what stops, let's say you're looking at things, it stops too many things rushing in. So it's in charge of selecting what it lets in. Do you see what I mean? So people can take things in. So for us, it's just almost like sensory overload all the time.
Yeah, because what happens is there's, I forget the numbers now, I'd have to have a look. We can only process physically so many bits of information, you know, as in computer bits. But your brain is taking millions of this information in from your senses, from your smell, your taste, what's going around you. And your brain then has to select what you should be interested in, focused in.
Yeah.
And I think I've not studied ADHD, but I believe that's the areas where it's all open. That's why you see kids get overwhelmed when they're in like supermarkets or in strange places, because there's that much information coming in. It's almost like
and there's no filter. The brain's not working in that way, and
yeah,
it's not filtering it out. I mean, it's responsible for like problem solving, memory, organizational skills, attention, movement. So the you know, the frontal lobe of your brain is responsible for all of that, and if yours isn't, you know, that's why a lot of us, I mean, for me, my spatial awareness is horrendous.
Yeah.
And I've got a bruise on me because I've just walked into a table or something. And I'm not aware, generally food generally lands down my top. it's really funny, I went out for lunch with somebody who's great. They call me ADHD girl and they know me. And as we were walking out, I was like, oh, that jumper was hard to put on. And I put my jumper on inside out and back to front. But also around our lunch table, there was bits of food down there, this there, a bit there. And that's just, you know, it's great. But sometimes, you know, if people didn't know you, they'd think, oh, God, you know, sloppy cow. What's she doing?
But, yeah, that, because it's like a lot of things, a bit like the dyslexia as well. People have their own view on it and think they know it, but they don't. And I think that's why I try and that's why I first created this show. It's to raise awareness. And you're doing the same, which is amazing. And I'm really looking forward to the rest of your journey, because it's great that that people are stepping up above the parapet and saying, guess what? I'm dyslexic. Guess what? I've got ADHD. I've got ADHD, or I'm autistic, or whatever. Because then what it does is, for the rest of people that we're trying to help and educate, it gives them some sense, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Totally that. And I think a big thing when looking into ADHD, and I've suffered with it very much, is self-esteem.
Mm.
And we can have very low self-esteems, and it's almost because we like sequences, we love patterns, we love sequences, we can really focus in on that, and we want things almost, it's like a perfection, and we're quite perfectionist on ourselves, but we have very low self-esteem. And so when there's somebody, here you go, that's ADHD, I've totally forgotten what I was saying. I was on a point there, but that's it. So if there's somebody else, you know, out there that says, look, hey, you know, I feel this happens to me, oh yeah, that's it, it can really help somebody's self-esteem, so they're not seeing it necessarily as a bad thing, but more as a gift. And to understand themselves, you know, some people might go through life, you think, oh well, maybe it was my childhood, or I was in a terrible relationship, or and you're searching for things, why you seem to be different, why you see the world, you know, from a different lens, or you seem to, because you don't know.
Yeah.
And then when a lot of the time when you do have somebody who's saying that, and you recognize that within yourself, it's almost like, aha, oh, right, okay, I understand it now. So it can give a lot of peace. And also for the people around ADHD, you know, sometimes we're told, you know, it's not easy to be around, because we are quite chaotic, because our, you know, attention, if somebody opened the door now to my office, it would be like somebody walking in doing the can-can. I couldn't help but look, unless I was super focused, and then I could have somebody doing the can-can around me and I wouldn't even notice that was happening.
Yeah.
So we've got an ability to really hyper focus, or we're just, you know, it's everything's coming in at us and it's overwhelming. It's a lot of overwhelm.
Yeah, I do get that. And I think, I know that's very similar for dyslexic. So that when they see kids in class who are, you know, not HDD, but are dyslexic, and that, you know, the attention span's not there, or disruptive, it's the same thing. These things are coming into your brain and going, oh, look at this, look at this. And I can still remember now the sensation being in the school canteen.
Yeah,
the sound, I could virtually hear everything in this, and it just, like you're saying, overwhelming. It's like, oh my god, will you all just shut up? It's just like too much, you know.
Totally understand.
Yeah, it's
totally understand. I think that, I mean, if I go out, somebody asks me to go to a bar or something like that, and what I end up doing is probably drinking too much, because it's like you walk in. I remember walking in a few weeks ago, I went out and it was like, whoa, I could just hear noise, people, sounds, lights, everything, and it was just whoof. And you almost, you know, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much to take in. I can't process at all. And that's when you get the overwhelm. It's exactly what you're saying. And that's when you can seem like you're running off, or you just, you know, you're not behaving like a normal person, because you're not taking that in like somebody else would.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the dopamine levels in an ADHD brain are very low. So we're constantly seeking things to stimulate that, to lift it up. And that's why they'd say medication with ADHD is a stimulant. So, you know, they're called Ritalin, like kiddie coke.
Oh, so, you know, so there, you've taught me something. So the Ritalin doesn't calm you down.
It does if you've got an ADHD brain.
Yeah, but if you've not got an ADHD brain,
it would make you totally wired, yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go, some information. Well, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, totally, yeah, and that's why our brains are, so we're constantly seeking that oasis in the desert, so to speak, and wanting the stimulation, that the high thrill, the lift, whether it's in foods as well, you know, the high sugar foods is now being something linked with, you know, food disorders and a massive obesity with people who've actually not been diagnosed with ADHD.
Right.
because they're constantly seeking that dopamine, something to lift the dopamine. And stimulate them.
So I presume the downside to that then is one or two people could end up taking drugs or drinking too much alcohol because of that. Well, I need it because it makes me feel like a normal person. And I hate the word normal. You know what I mean? Makes me feel okay, makes me feel good.
Makes me able to focus.
Yeah.
Makes me stimulated. So if I've, when I had medication, you know, it is good. It is good in the sense of, in some ways, if I my brain's going that many things and I'll have forgotten, so I've got to do this, that and the other. It's like a bucket. Instead of having, some people have a filing system, call mine like a bucket where you just pour everything in and it's all spinning around all the time. Sometimes, you know, you'll forget what you were thinking about and that thought comes in and that thought comes in. So when you have the medication, for me, it's very calming, really, really calming. And I can then focus and think, okay, I've got this to do. I've got that to do. But what it also can do for somebody with ADHD, you know, the gift of it is that we are larger than life, probably characters. You know, we are impulsive. We do say we can't be anything but honest and but real because of that impulsiveness in us. And because of that, we what you see is what you get. We can't it's honesty. So that can, the medication almost dulls that side of you.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's disadvantages of being autistic, having ADHD, and there's massive advantages. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you do one, it's like a seesaw, isn't it? One affects the other. It's always an opposite reaction. So you might dampen down or remove those issues, let's say. But what it does then, it also reduces the creative side, the abilities that you've got. Because being a superhero, you need those abilities, don't you? So you need to, you know what I mean?
You need
to find a way of keeping those superhero qualities and being able to manage them, don't you, I suppose? But, you know,
the amazing thing when you're a superhero is that, you know, people couldn't come up with the ideas that we have. Because I'll give you an example. You know, I might look at that apple and go, oh, look, there's an apple. Oh, I wonder where an apple came from. Oh, that was a tree. What about a tree? Or a tree grows over there. So my mind goes off onto that. And then I'll think, oh, what was I thinking about in the first place? But in that creativity, the amazing things. You think of things and see the world and see things that other people don't. So we're great creators. We're great innovators. We're great. And also when we are hyper-focused, you know, the absent-minded professor, ADHD, but he's so focused in on that thing that he is obsessively, you know, I could sit and write, suddenly if I'm really into me, I'd write a 10,000 word dissertation on it, just like it just come out. So there's great gifts, and it's learning to manage it in the modern day world. In the olden days, we were the hunter and gatherer badasses. Because we were so impulsive, we'd see something that we'd notice something that other people wouldn't notice because we're so sensory overload. So we'd notice it, and our impulses would be that strong. We wouldn't think of the danger. We'd have to go and get it.
Yeah.
So we could feel, you know, it would have to go and do it. It's an impulse. You have to do it. In the modern day society, that's maybe not great when, you know, when somebody's doing a talk or whatever like that, and you just stand up and just have to walk out of the room. And it's not that you're being rude. It's just you have to move, or it's just suddenly an impulse.
Yeah, got it. No, do I get it? I'm both laughing because, you know, we both understand it. But yeah, it's not funny, but it is funny, isn't it? You know, it's hilarious. But if more people, and that's why it's great I've got you on, because the more people understand that, even just that, then they might look at it differently. They might look at, you know, kids misbehaving in schools, or employees that are a bit scatty, or God, what's wrong with him, or what's wrong with her, or Jesus, not even finished that project yet, and they're working on something else. And do you know what I mean? People need to understand, because when you enhance it, it's absolutely unbelievable. Because if you fired you off somewhere looking at a problem and looking at a solution, you'll probably be relentless till you find the answer and come up with some amazing ideas. So that's why it's great to talk to you. So reference the medication then. Are you still taking the medication, or are you doing something different?
No, I'm not. You know, it was really interesting. I wanted to go down the route of the NHS as well, and to see, you know, I'm going down there, but it's a 3-month wait. I want to see what they do. For me, you know, it's that catch 22, isn't it? The great thing about the medication, in a sense, is that it's instant. So you get a hit and then you go down.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stay in your system. It's not like something that builds up. It's an instant, it's a stimulant.
Yeah.
So there is that. But for me, I think it's a great way to learn to manage it if I can on my own, because and I'm looking, you know, look at diet, nutrition. I think, you know, as much as it's crazy, isn't it? We chase that dopamine raising thing, which is the sugar, the all that kind of stuff, and seek for things outside of ourselves, because we've got a constant inner restlessness. So that's why, to calm the inner restlessness that people, a lot of people with ADHD might drink, might smoke, self-medicate, eat.
Yeah.
And it's learning to find ways to manage and still that yourself, rather than being, I don't dispute medication for anybody. You know, at times I think it'd be great for me if I do have a lot of, let's say, admin-y kind of work to do.
Yeah.
You know, through the days, it would mean that I wouldn't forget my son's school bag when we get to school.
Yeah.
We'd have, you know, but part of us, I mean, if you saw our world, somebody else would look in and go, oh my God, he's running around, he's still not got his pants on or whatever, and doing this. And you know, we're just, it's like a big mayhem, but we understand our mayhem.
Yeah.
And then we get on and then we roll with it. You know, if we've forgotten the bag, it's like, all right, we'll go back and get the bag. You know, we roll with things.
Yeah.
And we are unique, but we're all, you know, we've got a great ability to bounce back, I think, as well, with ADHD. Although there is anxiety and depression, and a lot of people get misdiagnosed with that, ADHD people don't tend to stay down long. They have a great ability to bounce back, great ability to always want to seek that positive, because we are searching for the stimulant constantly. Mm. Our brains are just constantly scanning for a stimulant.
Yeah.
We're constantly looking for the positive again. So
yeah.
We want to bounce back. We want to search and get that new high and get that new oasis. You know, we've bathed in that oasis for 10 seconds. We're bored of that now. Where's the next oasis? Where's this? And it's that constant seeking.
Yeah.
And that we do.
So currently you're doing a number of things to raise awareness and...
Yeah, I have a radio show that I do, which talks more about psychology as well, because I find the brain fascinating, and, you know, that's maybe my hyper focus, that's my passion, that's the thing I love.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm raising awareness for ADHD, do talks on it and workshops to help people manage it in other ways. You know, you can have your medication, but there are other ways. Cognitive behavioral therapy is good. Learning about, you know, your perspective on it and having somebody there to help guide you, really, to say, look, you know this is your weak point. Let's try and help you to work on that, so it's not so much of a kind of a problem that it's affecting, because it does affect your daily life. And also for women, because ADHD and women is, you know, a lot of people, it's okay to be a young boy with ADHD. That's kind of been a lot more accepted. ADHD and women can seem quite masculine, in a sense of we're very impulsive. You know, we're not necessarily demure. Do you know what I mean? It's an impulsive thing. We have to say what we want. We're quite not aggressive, I suppose, but that can be seen as aggressive in the way that you go after things. If you see something you want, you'll go for it.
Yeah.
It's and also, you know, girls' activities are very much based around, oh, let's sit around and have coffee and a chat. I'd literally be sat there after a bit. I feel my whole body itching. I just want to go. I've done 10 minutes. I want to go. Well, what's the next thing? Whereas guys can go out and do all activities together, and that's how they generally catch up and do things, doing sports, doing activities.
Yeah.
And that's why I generally do that. It's more widely accepted. I'd say, you know, even in the adventurous side of, you know, sexuality as well, you know, guys with that maybe are on that more side are deemed okay, that they're, you know, hailed almost, you know, what I mean? It's like, go on, lad, well done. But if a woman's more of that side of things, it's almost like, oh, don't quite know how to take that. Or
Russell Brand, because he's probably, look at him with his sexuality and, you know, he was a bit of a lad, let's say, for want of a better word. And people are probably thinking that's okay, you know, it's fine. But if Francesca is the, you know,
seeking the stimulus,
yeah,
and seeking that, and that again can get somebody with ADHD into trouble, because you're going into a dark area. It's like going to the drugs. You're going into a dark area there. Yeah. You know, there's always a consequence of it. Going, you know, how dark do you want to go to get your high? Whether it's sexuality, whether it's drugs, whether it's racing your car, jumping out of a plane. You know, we're risk takers. But it can go on. That's why half the prison population, you know, they're ADHD.
Yeah.
Because they've done something impulsively. They're seeking that high. They've not given it a second thought. They've just gone and done it. And then it's kind of like, oh, why did I do that? And what's that kind of given me? But it's that search and that seeking the stimulation, whether it makes you feel good at the end of it or not.
Yeah, I get that. So, and because I know, obviously, we met a bit back, and we did Inspiration Nation together. So that's great, and I've actually spoken about you before. So, but I know you've gone away and developed. I'd like to understand you've gone away and developed some products as well, haven't you? Are they for ADHD?
No, they're for optimum brain function.
Right.
So I wouldn't say they're specifically for ADHD, no. But obviously, I created them, who has ADHD.
Yeah.
They were created for people who have low serotonin.
Right.
So they can be quite unhappy, in a sense. So the serotonin levels aren't right. And I wanted to create something that gave your brain all the nutrients it needed to be functioning at its most optimum.
Right.
Apart from the fish oils, but all your vitamins and herbs that in a completely natural way, your brain was getting through these capsules I've created.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the morning capsules and there's the nighttime capsules. I also understood, and with ADHD, we don't sleep well. We're up and down like lunatics. I'm often fretting in the kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was really funny, actually. I was in the kitchen, and then my son, and it was like, I don't know, 2 in the morning or something. And then 8's like, Mum, I was like, what are you doing in the kitchen as well? And both of us are there. Oh my God, what are we like? And then straight back to sleep. So yeah, we don't, you know, our sleep isn't great. And I think when people are depressed as well, have anxiety, your sleep isn't great. So I wanted to create, what they do is they raise your melatonin as well.
Right.
And that's what helps you sleep. But they're the long-term benefits, which, you know, it takes 4 to 6 weeks, like changing any diet, isn't it? You've got to get that into your system to make sure that your body and your brain is producing that from putting the nutrients in that it needs.
Yeah.
So I had to put instant benefits in because I'm an instant person.
Oh yeah, we didn't get that. Yeah.
Like, I'm not waiting that long. I want to feel good now. Yeah, the morning pill, you've got your ginseng in it, so you've got an instant, you know, vitality lift. And also, because our dopamine levels are low, sometimes it can take us a bit of a while to come round. We either bounce out of bed just suddenly like, whoa, or it's like, and it takes us, you know, quite a while to wake up. So that really helps me, you know, feel more alert, and there's no crash with it, completely natural. And then in the nighttime capsules, very, very subtle, but there's chamomile in it. And that just helps calm. But as I say, they are natural. You know, if somebody is on, needs massive sleeping pills from the doctors, it's not necessarily, you're not going to get the same hit. It's a natural, it's something very natural.
Yeah, and exactly. Because I know you didn't come on to talk about that, but I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to understand it a bit more myself. And I knew that you're trying to manage your levels, not, you know, yourself. So I presume that was from the product that you developed. So yeah, it's great because people can understand that there's a natural way rather than taking drugs. Because guess what? Who wants us to take the drugs? The drug companies, because they make a fortune out of it. So, but the fact that you've developed something, I think that's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't be promoting another radio show. My boss will kill me. Sorry, Clay. But what's your radio show? When's that on? And how can we find it?
At the moment, there are other talks. It's just a community radio show that I work on. So I've got my own slot. This week we talked about narcissists.
All right.
It's a wonderful one, and how to spot them, how to get away from them. You know, I've talked about friends also that, you know, basically life struggles that can get people down, really. Anxiety, if people are struggling with that, and techniques around it. And yeah, so I do a monthly show with that, but they're doing a 12-day slot where it's going out over the a mainstream radio, so it's not just going to be, it's an internet based thing this now, but they've actually got licensing to make it out over the radio waves.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be doing 12 shows in a row of like a breakfast show kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so it's pretty cool. I like that. You know, that's the whole thing. It's the buzz, isn't it? It's the, you know, it's exciting. It's great. So.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah, and you're looking for it all the time. I'm quite. There's very similarities across the spectrum: ADHD, autism, dyslexia. Yeah. You know what you're talking about is very. And I've said that when I've done my talks is I've never studied the other conditions, but I know there's going to be very similarities because they're on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's great to have someone else on who's
well, it kind of get you. It's like, oh, your brain's like that, and oh, you're, you know, it's that. And a lot of people with ADHD have got dyslexia as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's that whole thing of your brain. I call it like a Ferrari brain.
Yeah.
You've got great brains like Ferraris. We just don't have any brains.
Well, what happens is, and this is why I say to people, a lot of dyslexics, example, will get tired in the early evening because the brain is working like the active working memory of a computer. You know, when you hear the fan going... So that's how the dyslexic brain is working all day long, trying to make sense of the world. So when it gets to like early evening, a lot of dyslexics are absolutely shattered and they just want to shut down and, you know, what have you.
I have a nap. I did a post the other day. Does anybody else have a nap? And I get to about 3 o'clock. It sounds terrible. And it doesn't matter how much sleep I've had, but I've got that. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, and I need a good or time out or, you know, a bit of a darkened room, so to say. But then, you know, waking up from that. But it does, it's because it is, it's all that stimulus.
It's too much. And I find, because it's your working active memory, it's working, it's not all habitual the way your brain works and operates. So, for example, I only have to have one beer and my speech goes and everything as if I've had like 10 beers because it's a depressant, isn't it? Alcohol. Shutting down your active brain so I only have to have a couple of beers and I'm a mess. So there you go. So similar.
Yeah, but it's again you're seeking, and that's what people with ADHD, dyslexia, maybe autism, I'm not sure, but they seek this thing to turn the brain off.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and that's what ironically stimulants do for us.
Yeah. It's bonkers, isn't it?
It turns everybody off in the brain like
the opposite.
That's what I want to get my message across is, do you know the gift about ADHD? Is that we are inherently ourselves. It's a beautiful thing. We can only be us. It's an impulsive, amazing thing. We're very honest. What you see is what you get. And it's very refreshing. We take chances. A lot of entrepreneurs have ADHD. Mm. A lot of people in performance kind of careers have ADHD. And, you know, it can be really looked at as a gift if we learn to manage it in a great way. And that's why there's so many people that are, you know, very successful in life. Richard Branson, he's got ADHD. You know, you've got Rory Bremner. You've got Ellen Page, who's got it. Britney Spears, Whoopi Goldberg. These people have all been diagnosed with ADHD and they're great people. And it's finding something that you love doing and looking at it like it's a gift, learning to manage it, because it is. You know what, you know, be proud. I'm proud I've got my ADHD. Sometimes I think, oh, you know, I wish I'd remember that. Or, you know, when I watch myself back doing the radio show with my friend was sat there and I was interrupting her constantly. I'm like, this is about the thingies, you know.
Yeah.
I'm great to watch.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's learning to find, just be you. You know, and that's why I wrote the book, How to Be Me. It's about being you. It's about learning to really embrace who you are, because we are completely unique and individual. And that's what the beauty of it is. And being honest to be yourself.
Lovely. I think that's a great place to end the show. So where can people get hold of you, Francesca?
And they can get hold of me via my website, which is www.healthyyou.co.uk. Or they can get hold of me via Facebook, Francesca Lear Tremaine, and I'm also on Instagram. So any of my social media kind of channels, and my Twitter through Healthy You, and there's also my group, How to Be Me. And yeah, that's how they can get hold of me.
That's brilliant. Go and check her out. And you've heard her talking, and you've heard that she's quite a loud, not a loud person, but in your You're out there, aren't you? You're very, very confident.
I am what I am.
Yeah, so go and watch it and just be prepared to go, oh, wow, yeah, I get her now. I get it. I understand this. So that's brilliant. So thanks for being on the show, Francesca.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers.
Take care.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show, Francesca. Really enjoyed that. Great to have you on board. Great to have you on the show. Go and check Francesca out. Amazing lady. Or girl, sorry. The ADHD girl. Bringing you superheroes, interesting guests, and it's all with me, Kurt Pixel, on The Best Show on Radio, which is... Oh, yeah. Like I say, join me on a Friday night for... Yeah, bringing you country. Go and check out RadioWarwickshire.com. Check me out at DougieStone.com, which is my website. I'm all over social media. Just put Kurt Pixel in, see what comes up. Anyway, whatever you're doing this week, stay safe, people. We've got our bank holiday weekend coming up. I'm going to Ascot, so anyway, enjoy what you're doing. Until next week, see ya! The Dougie Stone Show.